Okay, so to put everything together for the topic of Chaticha Rulas Chabad, what we started off is we tried to figure out what the basis for Chaticha Rulas Chabad was. So we noted that there's a Gemara, the Mishnah, and Daf Tzadivav, and Beis in Chulin, in the 7th parak, Gira Noshe, that discusses what happens if you have a cholent that, and a nevela finds its way into your cholent. So you have a piece of nevela in your cholent mixed in together with all the other pieces of meat, and you have beans and barley and other liquid. So now, what's the story? You can't find the piece of nevela. So what do you do? So the Mishnah tells you, if you can't find the piece of nevela, then all the pieces of meat are out there. Okay, so let's say I threw out all the pieces of meat, and now I have the rest of the pot. I have the beans and the barley and the potatoes. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, well, it depends if there is an asinus tam. If the nevela, if the piece of nevela that was in the cholent contributed tam to the rest of the cholent, so then you're going to have a problem. But if there's shishim shal heter, if you have 60 parts of heter against the piece of nevela that was in the pot, then you're okay. So the Gemara in Kuf Amud Aleph in Chulin said, well, I don't understand. Why are you telling me that all the pieces of meat become usher when there's an nevela in there? Shouldn't this be subject to the standard rules of right? That when you have a case of yavish be yavish, so the halach is chad betray batel. So if that's the case, so why should all the pieces of meat become usher? Shouldn't we just say that the piece of nevela becomes batel? So the Gemara said, well, wait, just wait a second. We know that there's a mission in Arla, in the third parak of Arla, that discusses Davar Shebe Minyan, and we said that there's a big, big fight in the Tanaim. Do you say that Davar Shebe Minyan, is there an exclusive, finite list of things that are considered Davar Shebe Minyan, and that there's a finite list of either 6 or 7 items as listed off in that mission in Arla, or do you say that no, Davar Shebe Minyan is a little bit more expansive than that? So there's one sheet that says Asher Darkli Manos, that there is a finite list of things that are sold individually, and therefore each one has individual chashivas, or sold by a specific number, because each one has individual chashivas, and therefore it's only those 6 or 7 things mentioned in the mission in Arla that would be a problem of Davar Shebe Minyan, and that wouldn't become batel. But if you learn like my number Kol Shadar Kli Manos, so there is another sheet, the Kol Shadar Kli Manos, that tells you that anything that's ever sold, even if it's occasionally sold individually, that gives it chashivas such that it won't become batal in a taraivis. So the Gemara says, if you learn like Manda Amar Kol Shadar Kli Manos, that there are things that are not necessarily enlisted in the 6 or 7 among the 6 or 7 items in that Mishnah Arla, that as long as they're even occasionally sold individually, that's considered chashiv and therefore wouldn't become batal in a taraivis. So then I can understand why the Mishnah tells you that a piece of nevela wouldn't become batal in your cholent, because it might fall under the category of a Davar Shebe Minyan according to the Manda Amar of Kol Shadar Kli Manos. But if you learn like the Shita of Es Shadar Kli Manos, that there's a finite list of 6 or 7 items that are considered to be Chashiv because as Davar Shebe Minyans, but anything else is not considered a Davar Shebe Minyan, so then I don't understand why the Nevela, why the piece of Nevela in our Mishnah shouldn't become Batal. So the Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you why. That's because the piece of Nevela that we're dealing with is a Chaticha Haru'uya L'Eschabit. It's Chashiv, a piece of meat that you would serve to a guest. And therefore, that's why it's not batal. So, in terms of the status of the iser, so the first point that we said is that it doesn't make a difference if the chaticha rulas chabed is inherently us or not. So the Raj with the Rosh, the Ran, they all said that the piece of meat actually has to be like nevel. It has to be that the piece of meat, in order for it to be chaticha rulas chabed, has to be inherently us. This is to the exclusion of a case where, let's say, you had a piece of kosher steak that you smeared some chalav onto. So that's not inherently asr, right? The piece of meat is not inherently asr, so you're not going to say that the chaticha, the piece of steak itself, is a chaticha rulas chabed if it gets mixed into taraivas. It's the chaylev in it that's asr, and the chaylev that's in it is not considered significant enough. It's not considered chashiv enough to be, and it's not considered a chaticha rulas chabed. To that end, there is a little bit of a discussion about klipa, about kadei klipa, and this comes up in the Rama, and also in the Shach and the Taz, deal with this a little bit. I mean, we'll talk about this in a second. But let's just go to the steer that we raised between the Gemara in Chulin and Avodah Zarah. And Yivamis, we said that there was a stira that the Balei Tos and really all the Rishonim raised between the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Chulin seems to indicate that anything in theory that's usher can be a chaticha rulas chabed. So nevela can be a chaticha rulas chabed. Dag tameh can be a chaticha rulas chabed. However, the problem is that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, right, it gives you the whole list, the mission of Avodah Zarah over there in Daf and Dalet, gives you a whole list of things that are Usr and Osir B'Kolshu, among them Shara Niskal, or Yai Nesech, or Basr V'Chalav. And the mission ends off saying, and these are the things that are Usr and Osir B'Kolshu. So the Gemara said, what's so unique about this list of cases? This list of cases. So the Gemara says, well, each one of these things has two factors to it that makes it Usr. Number one, it's a davar of a minyan. Number two, they're usr bahanna'a. So the Gemara says, so why does the Mishnah end off saying that these are the things that are usr? So it sounds like it's to the exclusion of something else. So the Gemara says, oh, that's because it's telling you these are the things that are usr, because they have these two ingredients, that they are davar of a minyan and they are usr bahanna'a. So what the implication is that anything else that doesn't have both of these qualities, that's not davar of a minyan and usr bahanna'a, even if it has only one of them, it's not going to be subject, it wouldn't be batal. It wouldn't be a problem, it would be batal. So the question is, sounds like from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that you need both of these qualities. It has to be specifically usr bahanna'a in order for it to be, in order for there to be a problem. Mashenkin, for the Gemara in Chulin, it sounds like that even if it's not usr bahanna'a, it's going to be a problem. So the Balatas has said, yeah, clearly there seems to be a machlokes between the two sugyas over here, between the Tana of the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah and the Tana of the Mishnah in Chulin. So the question is, so which of the two do you go with? So we said that the Rif seemed to hold like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, because the Rif omits the Mishnah of Chulin Daf Tzadivav. So the Rosh and the Rana Madaik, that he doesn't seem to include this Mishnah in Chulin, but he does seem to include the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it seems to be that he's noted towards the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, and therefore, according to the Rif, in order for something to be subject to the rules of Chaticha Haru'uya L'Eschabed, it would have to be Asr Bahana. However, the Rambam, as quoted by the Beis Yosef in the 16th parak of Machlas Asuras and others, both all disagree with the Rif, and they say that no, they're noted towards the Mishnah in Chulin, and they would say that in order for something to be Chaticha L'Eschabed, it doesn't necessarily have to be Asr Bahana'a. But there is a big problem, and that is, you would have thought that if something is Asr Bahana'a, that would be more of a reason for it not to be Chaticha Rul Eschad, right? Because if something is Asr Bahana'a, then you can't serve that to guests. So why on earth would you say that if something is Asr Bahana'a, it should be considered Chaticha Rul Eschad? So the Balei Tosfos asked this in a slightly different fashion. They asked it as a stira between the Gemara in Nevamis and Daf Pei Aleph on Mebeis, and the Gemara in Nechulun. The Gemara in Pei Aleph Amabez in Yivamis discusses, let's say you have a piece of Tamei Chatas that gets mixed into 100 pieces of Tahar Chatas meat. So the question is it batal? So the Gemara says, oh yeah, that would be batal. If you have 100 pieces of Tahar Chatas meat against the one piece of Tamei Chatas meat, so then the piece of Tamei Chatas is batal. So the big question is, well, what happened to Chaticha Rul Eschabed? I thought you just told me in the Gemara in Chulin that the Gemara in Chulin is pretty clear that this should be a case of Chaticha Rul Eschabed. So why isn't it? So the Balei Tosfos say, well, maybe you'll tell me a very simple chiluk between the Gemara in Yivamis and the Gemara in Chulin, that you'll tell me the Gemara in Yivamis is discussing kachem that's tamei. Kachem that's tamei, it's asr bahana'a. So that's not chaticha rul eschabed. Masha'en kein for the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin is discussing nevela. Nevela you could feed to a guy. So if you can give it to a guy, so that's not asr bahana'a. So the Baal has to say, but you clearly can't say that. We already know that you can't say that because of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is pretty clear that even something that's asr bahana'a, like basar v'chalav, is something that's subject to the rules of Chaticha Haru'uya L'Eschabed. So the Balei Tosfos come up with this big chiddush. Balei Tosfos say, when it comes to something that's asr bahana'a, we don't view it as asr bahana'a. We view it, we say, let's presume that this is kilu, it's batal in the mixture. And so if it would be batal, there would be no asr bahana'a. So in other words, we ignore the fact that it's asr bahana'a in order to be subject to Chaticha Haru'uya L'Eschabed. And that's that's in fact how the Mechaber Paskins. The Mechaber Paskins in Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, he says, Chaticha Rul Eschabed Dina Kaberi, Da'afilu Ba'alechlo Ba'tela. But the important point, he says, Va'afilu Mi Asura Bahana'a, even if it's Asur Bahana'a, Kivin Shem Tis Batal, Ha'isimu Tares Uru'i L'Eschabed. Even if the thing is Asur Bahana'a, but the way that we view it is that as though it is batal, if it would be batal, it would be mutter. So that's why we would consider it to be Ru'uya L'Eschabed. Now, important point that we noted was, well, how usher does it have to be in order for it to be Chaticha Rul Eschabed? Does it make a difference if the isser is usher midaraisa or is usher only midrabanim. So the Rambam told us, and the Beis Yosef quotes it at the very end of Simen Kuf Aleph. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rambam in the 16th parak of Machlas Asur, that even if the Chaticha Rulis Chayvin is Asur only on a derabanan level, it's still going to be subject to the standard rules of Chaticha Rulis Chayvin. And that's in fact how the Ramah Paskin. The Ramah Paskin in Simen Kuf Aleph, right afterwards, he notes this point from the Rambam that Afilu Ein Asur Rak Midrabanan Eina Betela. Now, one of the points that the Beis Yosef made in the Berak HaVayis, and the Ramah makes this also from the Isser V'Heter, is that, okay, well, is the whole institution of Chaticha Rulis Chayvin is completely rabbinic. It's totally midrabanan. Therefore, if it's totally midrabanan, that lends itself to certain kulas. And so therefore, it says, the Daki Moshe says, the Ramah is from the Isser V'Heter Arif, that if you have a suffix for Chaticha Rulis Chayvin, then we can be mekel. So the Shach just wants to know, well, wait a second, what kind of suffix are we talking about? So the Shach says, clearly the only kind of suffix that we can make for is if you're misupik, if this is a Chaticha Rulis Chayvin. But if you know bevare that you have a Chaticha Rulis Chayvin in your chon, you just don't know if it's usur or not, you're misupik if it's usur, that wouldn't be batal. That avada would not be batal. The only time that chaticha rulis chayvin would be mekel, but tara suffik is if the suffik is regarding the chaticha rulis chayvin. Okay, now to that end, when we say that even if you have something that's asher bana, what do you do with this whole taruvis now? What do you do with this taruvis? Once you tell me that even if you have a chaticha rulis chayvin that's asher bana, so the shach just tells you in sifkan now, if he tells you that you should know that it would be permissible to sell such a thing to a guy. And you're able to sell the whole tarivus to the guy if you have a chaticha rulis chayvin in there, just everything except for the value of that little bit of chaticha if it's actually asbana. Now, okay, so that was the first two or three major points. We then discussed, does it have to be that the iser was stemmed from itself? Does it have to be inherently asur? So we noted from the Rashi and the Rush that it has to be asur inherently. It can't just be something that you had a piece of kosher steak and you shmeared some chelav onto it. Because if you did that, the little bit of chelav that you shmeared into it is the thing that's asur. And the thing that's asur, it would be the chelav, which is not a chaticha rulis chayvin. So that's in fact how the Mechaber Paskins. The Mechaber Paskins like that, Rosh and the Ran and the Rajba, that the Mechaber says explicitly in Simon Kuf Aleph, Siv Beis, Ein Ladin Chaticha Rulis Chayvin, Elim Kain, Isura Machmas Atzman. It has to be inherently Yasser. And his examples are like the Veiler Basar V'Chalav. But if you'd have like a piece of kosher steak that you shmear some Kelev onto, that wouldn't be considered a Chaticha Rulis Chayvin. So there is a big question though, and that is, what about the fact that there's chanan? Shouldn't there be an issue of chanan that if you have a piece of meat, let's say it absorbed a little bit of chalav, so now it should become basar v'chalav, or you should have, let's say, a piece of meat that you shmear some chalav onto. So you would say that a little bit of it becomes Asr, and so the whole thing gets converted to Isr. It should become subject to the world of chanan. Chaticha ruya, chaticha atmanasis nevela. So now we know already that should be subject to the machalikas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. If you say that Chaticha Nasas Nevela, it applies to Basar V'Chalav only, that's the sheet of the Mechaber, or if it applies elsewhere in Shas as well, right? And the classic Nafkamina would be, let's say you have some chalev that you shmeared into, that you melted into your mashed potatoes. And so now, do you say that in order for it to be mvatel, this pot of mashed potatoes, do you need 60 of heter against the whole pot of mashed potatoes? Because the whole pot is considered to be usser. Or do you say, no, you only need 60 against a little bit of chalev that's in it. So the Ramah says that Chaticha Nasas Nevela applies elsewhere in Shas, not just by Basar V'Chalav. So the question is, so shouldn't there be an issue of Chaticha Atzis Nasas Nevela? So it says the Mechaber, no, there's no issue of Chaticha Atzis Nasas Nevela. Even if you want to say that there's Chaticha Atzis Nasas Nevela, that doesn't have any bearing in the world of Chaticha Rulis Chayvin. And why is that? So the Shach explains, in Sifkan Dalet, the Shach explains, this is because, again, that the thing that's Usser over here is a little bit of stuff that was absorbed. And that little bit of stuff that was absorbed is not a Chaticha Haru'ya Lehas Chayvin. Okay, now There is an important nekuda we're not going to talk about so much, just important to take note of, and that is a point that the Taz makes. That when we talk about that, if you have a little bit of Isser that's shmeared into a lot of Heter, so we said that the little bit of Isser is not a Chaticha Rilas Chabit, so therefore, it does make a difference if it renders the whole thing as Usser. So the question is, what about cheese? What about if you make cheese using a non-kosher agent? Does that mean that the cheese becomes a Chaticha Rilas Chabit? So that's machlokas between the Taras Chatzis and the Isser Vatar Aruch. If you say that that should be considered that it was Nailed the Isser, like the Isser Vatar Aruch, but you say that no, there's only a little bit of Isser in there, so that's not Chaticha Rilas Chabit. So the Taz has a whole arichas about that. We're not going to go into that. Okay, now, in terms of, there's two important nekudas that are pointed out. In light of this idea of the piece of meat itself has to be inherently usher, so there's two important nekudas. One that we're going to continue with this a little bit is the idea of that the meat itself has to be inherently usher. So let's say you have a piece of meat that wasn't salted. It's kosher meat. You just didn't salt it yet. So there's blood that's belua within it. So we know that the Ramah has quoted this Chumash Hadashim before, that if it's not belua, if it's only usher, because it's belua me usher, so we know that that's not inherently usher, so therefore it shouldn't be subject to the rules of chaticha haro'oyel leheschabit. So that's just an important nekuda, and the Ramah does in fact pask in that way. But what about the klipa part? What about if you have a piece of meat that was usher k'dei klipa? So do you say that the whole piece of meat becomes batel, or do you say no, that it doesn't? So the Ramah paskins, and he seems to be basing this on a taisus and chulon dach tzadivavam base, that if you have a piece of meat that's usher k'dei klipa, it's going to become batel. Why? Because the klipa itself is not royal leschabit. The little bit of klipa is not royal leschabit. So the shach comes to shach and he quotes from the Sefer Lechem Chumunos, who says, I don't really understand why the Ramah really cares, why he's making distinctions. Or suggesting that there might be distinctions between if the piece of meat became usher b'taras klipa, k'dei klipa, or if the whole thing became usher. It doesn't really make a difference. In such a case where we're dealing with k'dei klipa, the klipa became usher because of some outside isser that penetrated. And we already know that if there's outside isser that penetrates into the meat, if the isser itself is not chaticha l'schabit, then there's not going to be a problem. So Lachem Chumunos doesn't really have any problems with that. He doesn't understand why the Ramah would split hairs about whether it's k'dei klipa or not. But the Shach says no, that's not true. The Ramah is justified in distinguishing between k'dei klipa or not, because let's give a case of basar v'chalav. In case of basar v'chalav, we know that the piece of meat itself is now a new beria. It's a new iser, chafetz shel iser, when you have milk mixed into it, and therefore that k'dei klipa is its own entity, and therefore that is a chiddush to say that when you have a piece of meat that was aser k'dei klipa, that would become batel. The only big problem that the Shach has with the Ramah that he doesn't really understand where the Ramah is getting its halacha from. The Ramah seems to be basing it on the Taisvis, where the Taisvis says the Hanan doesn't apply when a piece of meat becomes asur b'kadei klipa. So the Shach says, he tries to piece together the logic, and he says, so if the set of Taisvis in Gita Nasha, from Rav Lazar, that's quoted b'shem Rav Lazar Mitz, is that when you have a piece of meat that's asr k'dei klipa, it doesn't become asr b'taras chanan. So huadin, you should say that it has no bearing for the world of chaticha rilas chabe. So the Shach says, I don't understand why those two things follow. Why should that be? In fact, the Ravya, quoted by the Mordechai and the Kolpo, seem to hold that one without the other. They seem to hold that k'dei klipa is subject to the rules of chaticha rilas chabe, even though they hold that it's not subject to the rules of chanan. So the Shach tries to give a karetz for the Rav Yah, but that's his big question on the Ramah. Okay, now, the next major point that we said was a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rajba. We said that according to, there was a question, let's say you have you're a shaychet and you shecht a whole bunch of birds, and one of the birds you shechted improperly, and that bird got mixed up with all the other birds that you shechted properly. So what do you say? Do you say batel chad betray or not? So we said that it depends if you hold like the Rosh or like the Rajba. The Rajba and many others, the Smak, the Ran, the Rabbeinu Tam, they all said that the fact of the matter is that you cannot serve this piece as is to a guest. Right? You can't serve a whole chicken with all of its feathers to a guest. And therefore, this is not subject to the world of Chaticha Rilas Chabed, and therefore the bird would be batel. The Rama disagreed. The Rush disagreed. The Rush quoted from the Rash, who is really quoting from the Ri, and that was that there is that's not true. That Chaticha Rulas Chabad is a basic gather. It's a shear that we say that there's a basic threshold for Chashivas. The threshold is that that if something is chashiv enough to be served to guests, so then that's significant enough not to be batal. But once you reach the threshold, you can be a whole chicken. And if that's a whole chicken, even though you can't serve it to guests right now, but it's very, very chashiv. And it's very hard to say that as soon as you cut it up, then it becomes chaticha rulas chavit. But when it's all in one whole piece, as one whole chicken, then it's not chaticha rulas chavit. That's what the Rush disagreed with that point from the Rav and the Smak and others. So the Mechaber in Simon Kuf Aleph Siv Gimel, he quotes this halacha from the he first quotes the sheet of the Rash, and then he quotes the Yesh Cholkim of the Rash. And the Rama says V'chei Nogen, which the Gra understands that he's saying V'chei Nogen, that we would paskin like the first day, that we would paskin like the Rashba and the Rashba, the Smak, the Ran, and others, that if you have a whole bird with all of its feathers still on, that would be batal, and wouldn't be subject to the rules of Chaticha Rulas Chabad. Now, the Shach just notes that if you read the Mechaber seems to be saying that if you have a chicken with all of its feathers still on, then it'll become batal. And it sounds like the Mechaber is saying that unequivocally, not just b'toras chaticha rulas chabad, but also b'toras the fact that it's not considered davar shebe minyan. And that's, like the Marshal, that's what the Shach points out, that the Shach tells you that this is, like the Marshal, not like the Toras Chatzis. The Toras Chatzis thinks that if something is batal, mitaras, chaticha rulas chabad, it's still shy for this bird that with all of its feathers still on to be considered a davar shebe minyan. But the Mechaber seems to be paskening, as the Shach is medayik, the Mechaber seems to be paskening like the Marshal, not like the Toras Chatzis. Now, the question is, what happens if afterwards you'd pluck off all the feathers? So we noted from the Smak that if you pluck off all the feathers afterwards, you say that, oh, now it becomes a chaticha rulas chabad. So the Smak said, no, of course not. You don't say chozer neir when it comes to chaticha rulas chabad. So the Shach, in fact, paskens like this. The Shach in Siv Katan Ches, when the Mechaber tells you that even if afterwards you're going to remove all the feathers, he says, Lamaisa, if any time that you're going to be removing the feathers, it doesn't really make a difference, because if, as long as it was mixed up originally, it becomes batal. And if it becomes batal, it doesn't make a difference if afterwards you're going to cook it up in a pot and you're going to have a whole bunch of distinct pieces. We're not going to say chozer neir, because the Shach passes like the Smak. Okay, that's the next major point. Now, we noted that there was some question about what's considered a chaticha rulas chavid, various organs, and that's what the Beis Yosef quoted from the the Shari Dura and others, also from Simu Kofiyod. If you say that various organs like the Hadrat Kanta, various parts of the digestive tract, that basically what the Beis Yosef paskin was that if those pieces, those things, or those organs are not things that you typically serve to guests, and so therefore they wouldn't be considered chash. And that's how the Mechaber does seem to paskin in Sif Dalin and Sif Hay. But practically speaking, in terms of items being considered chaticha rulas chavid or not, various organs, but the Shach and the Taz both point out, in light of the comment that the Mechaber makes later on in Sim Kuf Yod, is that basically, in order for something to be considered chashiv, you just have to know hakol tali lefi hazman v'amakom. It always just depends on the time and place. And that, what the Shach points out in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, that's what every Mari Hara is going to have to figure out, is if this piece of meat is considered chashiv given this time and this place. And they point this out a couple of times. Okay, now, the next major nekuda was that we said, is it ever possible for chaticha rulas chavid to become batal? So we said that one way is in light of the Rush, who quotes from the Gemara in Makkos and the Gemara in Me'ila. The Gemara in Makkos says that if you crush up a whole bunch of ants, as long as you have a kazayas, you're going to be chayv malchus. So the question is, why do you need a kazayas? Isn't each ant considered a beria? So the answer is no, that a beria loses its chashivas when it's crushed up. Similarly, the Gemara in Me'ila says, and also daf tazayin on beis, the Gemara discusses, let's say you ate some shratzim. So if you ate a kazayas of shratzim, then you're going to be chayv malchus. So why do you need a kazayas? Isn't each sheretz considered a beria? So the answer is no. If it's not shalom, it's not considered to be a beria. It loses its chashivas. And similarly, the Rif, as in a tshuva, as quoted by the Rosh. Paskin that way, he said, if you have an insect that finds its way into your cholent or something like that, as well, if it gets if it's nifsad in some way, so then it's not going to be considered a berry. It's not chashavatar's beria, and it's going to be subject to the rules of shishim. So huadin says the Rajba and the Ran and the Beis Yosef. They say the same logic would follow when it comes to chaticha v'lis chayvin. If chaticha v'lis chayvin loses its chashivas by being crushed, so then it's not going to be subject to the standard rules of chaticha v'lis chayvin. Where do you see such a musig? But the Gemara in Gittin Daf and Nandalan Mabez, the Gemara in Hanizakin discusses, it presents that Mishnah from Arla, where it discusses all the various things that are Davashim minions, the Eshadak, the Manus cases of Chavil and Tilton, etc., Gozi Perech. And the Gemara says, well, let's say these items would be crushed up. So then they lose their Chashivas and they become Batal. So who didn't? So that's what we'd say for the rules of Chatik al-Sahab in general. So the question is, well, how crushed up does it have to be? So we've noted that the Beis Yosef quoted from the Rajba, that the Rajba says, if it's Nev that's Rasa, if you cut it or crush it up in such a way that it's Nev that's Rasa, its form is somewhat lost, so then that's crushed up enough to be Batal. And so if that's what the general halach that you say for burial, that's what we'd say for Chatik Rulas Chabad as well. There were some shitas that seemed to be machmer, that the Shaidura quoted from the Yesh Mefarshim, that the Hagosh Shaidura quoted from the Chumas Hadeshin. And that is that if something is mostly intact, it could be that that if something is mostly intact, just a little bit fell away in the course of cooking or something like that, it would still be considered a barrier, maybe huadin for chaticha roi l'schabit as well. So how do we paskin? The mechaber paskin is pretty much befeirish like the Rashba. The mechaber in Sif Vav says that hadiberi v'chaticha roi l'schabit lo batli dafka ba'ot shleimim. It has to be that they're still intact, they're still shalim. Avalim nechtechu o nisrasku, if they were cut or a little bit smushed, ad shnev the tzrasan, up until the point where their tzura was deformed or lost, batli disulo chashiv, they're no longer considered chashiv. The question is, what happens if they became crushed up once they were in the teruvis? So we noted from the Rajba says that even if it's once it's in the teruvis, it's still now going to lose its chashivas if you crush it up. And that's how the Mechaber paskens. Now, an important point over here is that something that the Shach points out is that when I tell you that something is batal, he quotes this from the Taras Chattas, that when I tell you that something is batal because it was crushed up, that means that it's no longer, that what that means is that, what's the gedder for crushing up? So what the Shach points out is that from the Taras Chattas is Hainu Shalo Nishar Shein Davar Chashev. It no longer has its status as a davar chashiv. It's no longer considered or called a davar chashiv. But if you'd aval nishah chadikah rulas chayved avakav the baltim tam beria, it still can be considered something that's chashiv. That's the svara that he gives. Now, an important point also that the Taz points out from the Isra V'Atar Arach is that, let's say I have goose skins that they used to cut up and fry. So do you say that if I cut up in pieces, now it's lost its status of chashivas because I cut up in a whole bunch of pieces? So that's in fact how the Isra V'Atar Arach paskin. But the Marshal had problems with that. The Marshal said, what are you talking about? When I cut something up into strips, that we see that that also retains its chashivas. That's how you serve it to guests. That's considered a chashiva food. And therefore, just because you cut something doesn't automatically make it that it's no longer considered a chashiva. It always just boils down to the fact of whether you serve it as is to guests. Okay. Now, another important nakuda that we noted was that now that I know that that something that's crushed up is considered, it loses its status of chaticha rulas chabed, so there's another two important nakudas, and that is, number one, is that a good eitzah? That once I have a taravis, I know that there's chaticha rulas chabed in there, so maybe I should just crush it up, or I know that there's a berry in there, so I should just puree the soup, and now I know that the chaticha is no longer chashev, and therefore it'll become batal. So the answer is, that's subject to the rules of ein mevatlin es lechatchila, and therefore you're not allowed to do that intentionally. You're not allowed to do that intentionally. If you did that, that'd be bitlis and lechatchila. It'd be usher for you or for whoever it was done. But if it was done b'shogeg, so then that's where you'd have a heter. But if it was crushed up b'shogeg, so then the chaticha l'schab loses its status and it becomes mutter. The question is, well, does it make a difference if you became aware before or after the taroivis? So we noted that the Ramah presented a machlokes about that point. Practically, the Ramah paskins that it's even if it's, you become aware after the Taraivis, it doesn't really make a difference. That's how the Ramah paskins. Now, another important nakuda that we said is, doesn't make a difference if the Taraivis is min b'mino, min b'shena min. So we said that the Darkei Moshe quoted a machlok is between the Isser V'Atar Aruch and the Rajba. The Isser V'Atar Aruch was inclined to think that there should be a difference between these two things. The Isser V'Atar Aruch seem to think that the only time the Chatikha with the Schabit plays a role is in the Taroides of Min Bamino, not in the case of Min Bisha'in Amino. We'll try to be mazed with that in a second. But the Darkei Moshe quoted from the Rajba, we noted that the basis quoted this Rajba, the Tshuva's a Rajba, and Simon Kuf also, where the Rajba and the Tshuva said, let's see if bugs that made their way into your vegetables. So now the vegetables become usher. So that seems to be pretty clear from the Rajba that Beria plays a role, even if it's a case of Min B'Sha'en Amino, and Huadin would say would apply for Chatikha Rulaskab. The question is, where does the Isser V'Atar Aruch get this Musig that if I have something that's Chatikha Rulaskab, it should depend on whether it's Min B'Amino versus Min B'Sha'en Amino. So both the Shach and the Taz, the Shach and Sivkat and Ches, and the Taz and Sivkat and Yibbez, both deal with this issue. And they quote from the Isra at the Ark. We know that by Davar Sheyesh Matir, and Davar Sheyesh Matir applies only in the case of Min B'Amino. Davar Sheyesh Matir does not apply in the case of Min B'Sha'en Amino. And we noted this before, the Shach and the Taz, also by the Sukh of Davar Sheyesh Matirin in Siman Kuf Beis, give you various lamdas in for that. One of the points that Taz made was that if something is so glaringly different, so then it's hard to ignore that fact, even though it's on the verge of becoming halachically similar, and therefore similar to a case of Min B'Amino. But the fact of the matter is that if it's so glaringly different, then it's hard to say that for a case of Min B'Sha'en Amino, we'll say that it's Bapa. Now, so therefore, in light of that thinking that by Davar Sheyesh Matir, we say that it depends on if it's Min B'Amino, Min B'Sha'en Amino, so there's Ratar Aruch says, so Kal V'Chomer for other things as well, that it should make a difference for Baron Chatikha Rulas Chabin, we should say the same thing, that if it's Min B'Sha'en Amino, then their chashivas should not play a role and they should be batal. However, we know that their ma presented the Rajba, and the Rajba was in disagreement with that. That's the basic lumdas of where this Hetar Arach seems to be coming from. Okay, now one or two final points, and that is, we said that, really the final point is that we said that, let's say you have one of the pieces in your cholent. You have your cholent that has a chatikha l'skabit that made its way in. You have a piece of nevela meat that made its way in. Now one of the pieces in the cholent get cut up. Or right of the pieces of the cholent get cut up. Can you presume that the chatikha l'skabit was one of the pieces that was cut up? So we said that the tour quoted, and this is from the Rush and the Ran, they both hold that no, in either of those cases, you cannot presume that the chatikha l'skabit is the one that was crushed up. Not when you crushed up one piece, and not when you crushed up multiple pieces. When you crush up one piece, the only thing that's mutter right now is that piece itself. Because if the piece was usher itself, so then you crush it up. So now it's not chatikha l'skabit. And if this piece was mutter, so then anyway, it's okay. Similarly, if you have rive of it that was crushed up, still you cannot presume that the chaticha haroi l'schabed was the one that was part of that rive that was crushed up. And that's in fact how the Mechaber Paskins, in Sif Zayin, the Mechaber Paskins that way, just like this Rush and this Ran. The Taz tries to be masber why it is that if you crush a rive of the pieces, you cannot presume that this piece, the chaticha l'schabed, was one of the pieces that was crushed up. And he just wants you to know, don't think that this is an issue of kol kavul k'machza machzadami. It's not that at all. The lamdas that the Taz says in Sifkan Yadal, it is that afagav the bechol duchti tolin barov. Even though generally we do assume that something was part of the rov, yir da halcha iklamemar adarav. Over here, you would say to the contrary, kol shen ishtana mikad muso, anything that changed from its original state minarovu was part of the rov. Vahavi kimo kol deparsh meruba kaparsh. The name says sheisur shu amuat lo nishtana. So it turns out that the isur, which was part of the muat, was something that did not change. Okay, and that's the sugya of chatikha rulas chabad. For now, there are two. There's one smaller nakuda that's a little bit more involved. That's related more to sveikas that come up in sifchas and siftas. We're not going to go through that right now.